إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا، فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل بدعة ضلالة. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، قال عز وجل كما ورد في سورة العلق بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق، خلق الإنسان من علق، اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Read in the name of your Lord who created man from a hanging substance. Read, and your Lord is most bountiful, the one who taught the use of the pen, taught man that which he knew not. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق إلى قوله تعالى علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Those five ayat were the very first ayat revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in غار حراء, while retreating, contemplating about the conditions of his people. The very first word revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the form of a command. Read. Iqra. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in response to the voice he heard, the voice of Angel Jibreel, responded, ما أنا بقارئ. I am not to read. I am unable to read. I am unlettered. I can't read. And the voice repeated two other times, read, read. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the ayat that were conveyed to him by Jibreel. Note the very first revelation, the very first word, اقرأ, denote knowledge which is of great importance, not only to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but to all who believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving the good news to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I will reveal to you a certain knowledge that will spare you from the despair, that will spare you from the hardships that will despair you from these awful conditions you and your people are going through. Obviously, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the center of the revealed knowledge to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Knowing who the Lord of the universe is was central to the revelation that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One thing I want to add here is that during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only few individuals among his people were learned in the sense that knew how to read or write. That's why Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on would command people to learn, to seek knowledge because of its great importance to man. So read in a broader sense. Knowledge is of great importance in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguishes people into two categories. He divides people into two categories. Those who know and those who don't know. And Allah explains and He asks a question. Can they be equal? قُلْ tell them. هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Can those who know, who are endowed with knowledge, and those who don't know, be equal? إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ Indeed, none will take heed except the people of understanding. But only they who are endowed with insight keep this in mind. Keep the importance of learning, the importance of education, the importance of knowledge in Islam. It is like one who sees and one who is blind. Can they be equal? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again gives us the ayah about this very fact. Are the ones who see and the ones who are blind equal? No, they're not equal. Similarly, those who know, those who are endowed with knowledge, and those who don't have knowledge are not equal. Man is quite intelligent and is capable in comprehending and in expressing himself. This is due to the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal. In Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah explains, Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, allamahu al-bayan. Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, allama al-Qur'an, he taught the Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan. Then he created man, allamahu al-bayan. He taught him the eloquence of speech. He taught him how to express himself and convey his ideas and thoughts to others. Reading and writing become the essential tools to expressing one's ideas. Reading and writing are the two most essential tools to preserving, circulating, and advancing knowledge. Ibn Khaldun, the Muslim historian, philosopher, and sociologist, has divided knowledge into two categories. He has said, Al-ilmu ilman, ilmu al-abdan wa ilmu al-adyan. He said, knowledge is of two types. Knowledge of the physical world, knowledge of the physical bodies and objects, and knowledge of the religions. Knowledge of the physical world is dependent on the sensory and empirical knowledge and on the data that is collected by man through his five senses. Knowledge through reason may be called acquired knowledge. This knowledge of the physical world based on reason may be called an acquired knowledge. The external senses and the intellect are responsible for much of what man has achieved in this field of acquired knowledge. And we are grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for those great senses He bestowed upon us. Allah knows that we are helpless and we are created helpless. Allah said in Surah An-Nahl, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah had produced you from the wombs of your mothers, having no knowledge at all, knowing nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. But then He gave you, He made for you, the faculties of hearing and seeing and the intellect, الْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So you may give thanks, so you may praise Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Almighty, for those great bounties He bestowed upon us. These senses help us inquire, research, and draw certain conclusions. We see things with our eyes, we hear things, we smell and feel things. We then dump all that information that is gathered into our CPU, the central processing unit of our mind, of our brain, the human computer, if you will. We then process this data, and upon the process of this data, we reach certain conclusions. Step by step, this acquired knowledge was taking place and has now reached a very high position. This acquired knowledge began with Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam the names of the objects of everything he needed to know. It is so to say, the seed of knowledge was put in Adam. And it was a matter of time before this seed exfoliate. And only up until the last century, we have seen this explosion of knowledge. So we are indebted in reality to much of our inventions, to much of our scientific and other discoveries, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And Allah taught Adam the names of everything. This acquired knowledge can further be divided into two categories: name of the objects and also philosophy. Trying to know the reality of things, trying to know the wisdom behind whatever conclusions man arrives to. This acquired knowledge was creeping slowly up until recently, where knowledge has taken in a pace that is unprecedented. Total knowledge of this material objects, as I explained, was given to Adam, and we are indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great advance in knowledge, scientific and otherwise. The human mind from the very beginning tried to contemplate on the total reality as it is. Scientific inventions is one thing, but also philosophy, contemplating on things, contemplating on the universe, contemplating on ourselves, was a different matter. It was a curiosity with man from day one to know the reality of things. Who am I? Where have I come from? What is life and what is death? Is there a life after this life? Where am I going? What is good and what is evil? That's why philosophers and sages were contemplating on such inquiries. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed for man the knowledge of the unseen realities in the form of what is called by Ibn Khaldun, ilm al-adiyan, or the knowledge of religions. Or we may call it the spiritual knowledge or the revealed knowledge. Knowledge of religious truths. Knowledge through the heart and spirit. Not through the physical ears and eyes, but rather through the ears and eyes of the heart. This type of knowledge, the revealed knowledge, can only come through wahi, through revelations. Revelations revealed to prophets and messengers. This type of knowledge involves the knowledge of the unseen, the knowledge about the Creator, the knowledge about the Master of this universe. Who is He? The knowledge of the One Lord, the concept of the One Lord who is behind this vast creation, man and everything else around man. The Creator who doesn't sleep. The Creator who doesn't eat. The Creator who doesn't get fatigued. The Creator who is above and beyond all imaginations. All these are explained to us through prophets, through the revealed knowledge. Then we have the knowledge of the angels, the knowledge of the human spirits, something that, in spite of how hard science tries to understand, perhaps they will never understand, إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, because Allah explained to us the nature of our spirits. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنُ الرُّوحِ قُلُ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوْتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. This little knowledge that has been communicated to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only little. And we can't comprehend the nature of the spirit. When the Prophet was asked, for example, about or concerning the ruh, the spirit, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنُ الرُّوحِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, say to them, the ruh is by the command of my Lord. مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوْتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So certain knowledge is beyond our comprehension, while other knowledge is or can be acquired by our senses. Again, you find the knowledge of the unseen creatures, the knowledge of the jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does reveal to us the real realities of ourselves, of this universe, and of the world to come. Subjects such as the hellfire and paradise, these are subjects that are communicated to the people directly through wahi, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through angel Jibreel. This is another form of knowledge, because man does not live his life, or his life is not limited to only this world. We understand from the revealed knowledge that we human beings are in a transitory period in this world, and the knowledge of the hereafter has been communicated to us by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is nothing but a temporary abode for us. The real abode, the real life is that of the hereafter. So the information concerning all these subjects that pertain to the religious truths came to us through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The same concepts were conveyed to other people of the past through their respective prophets and messengers. So therefore, only prophets and messengers selected by God Almighty communicated the true revealed knowledge, the knowledge of the unseen. Most interesting about our religion and about our deen, al-Islam, we find that the Quran is a book of guidance that talks not only about religion and how to serve Allah and how to worship Allah, but we find that the very same book contains information about the physical world we are living in. You find divine guidance in the realm of acquired knowledge, in the fields such as astronomy, botany, biology, embryology, and other fields such as philosophy, sociology, and so on and so forth. It was the Quran that was responsible for much of the great scientific achievements. The early Muslim scientists were grounded in matters of the deen. And that's what made the early Muslims so powerful in the sense that they were able, on the basis of the ayat in the Quran, to explore much of the scientific inquiries in this physical world. The revealed knowledge was responsible for enticing and motivating the early Muslim scholars. The revealed knowledge, before they took on the great challenge of exploring the scientific and knowledge of the physical world, was responsible for all that. We find, for example, during the golden age of Islam, from the 7th through 17th centuries AD, Muslim philosophers and poets, artists and scientists, princes and laborers created a unique culture that has influenced societies on every continent. The early Muslim scholars took whatever theoretical knowledge from the older cultures and civilizations, such as Greece, India, and China, and put them to practice literally. Muslims had a passion for knowledge and education that surpassed any other civilization or culture before Islam. The early Muslim accomplishments in cosmology, mathematics, astronomy, astrology, geography, medicine, natural sciences, alchemy, optics, and other fields led the world for centuries. Indeed, Muslim scientific achievement influenced the advance of science in the Western world from the Renaissance to the modern era. Unfortunately, Muslims have gone into a deep slumber. The acquired knowledge that we have discovered, invented, and enlightened the world with, they have kept it, they have built upon it, while the Muslims are in deep slumber. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us regain our golden age through primarily the education process and knowledge. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'ir al-muslimina wal muslimat fastaghfiruhu. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin was salatu was salamu ala sayyid al-mursalin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in thumma amma ba'd. The climax of success is when the two forms of knowledge are bridged together. Islam does not discriminate between the knowledge of the physical world and the knowledge of the deen. They are a whole. They are a one integrated whole. And Muslims need to understand that not until we bridge the two together and we convey both as coming from the very same source, be it acquired or revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only then we can be prosperous, only then we can lead the world again through internal realization of the truths of these realities that are around us and are hidden from us. In conclusion, it really doesn't matter what it is. Whether it is my creation or the creation of the heavens and the earth. This perfect creation was created by one creator, and he did not create this universe without any purpose. True men of understanding who are endowed with true knowledge, the knowledge of the deen, contemplate constantly on the physical world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us in Surah Ali Imran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and day, are signs to the men of understanding. Those signs lead individuals, lead those who are contemplating on these physical bodies, that this creation was not created without any purpose. And they reach one conclusion. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Their conclusion is, there is a creator, someone who is behind this great and vast creation. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Our Lord, You have not created this in vain. You have not created this without any purpose. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. They tie their understanding of this physical world with the true reality of the world that is to come, in which there can be no choice but either the hellfire or the paradise. And they ask Allah to save them from the hellfire. They are all integrated. Whether it is the knowledge of this physical world or the knowledge of the unseen, the knowledge of the other world. Education is a sacred duty. It is obligatory upon every Muslim, male and female. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stressed so much on education. Education is the essence. Education is our life. Knowledge is what makes Muslims strive, is what makes Muslims ahead of everybody. The tragedy of humanity in general, and Muslims in particular, is that the whole focus of attention today is on the acquired knowledge. We have discarded the revealed or the spiritual knowledge. Had all the acquired knowledge been supplemented with this spiritual knowledge, this world would have been an absolutely different world. It would have been a very happy and prosperous world. It is our responsibility to turn the tide the other direction. We have an opportunity here in America. We have the freedom to build schools, Islamic schools, and to teach our children both knowledge, the knowledge of the physical world, the sciences, and also simultaneously the spiritual knowledge or the revealed knowledge, the Qur'an, the hadith, the sciences of the Qur'an and the sciences of the hadith. And we can empower our children with both knowledge in the hope that in the future we can cultivate what our predecessors did centuries ago, and we can be on the forefront and lead humanity again into success and prosperity. وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. The Prophet ﷺ was asked to say, O Lord, increase me in knowledge. Without knowledge, we are nothing. We are lost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, and I will leave you with this, in Surah Al-Hashr, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Don't be like those who concentrated on nothing but this physical world. Too many doctors, it's okay. Too many engineers, it's okay. Too many lawyers and other fields of science. But for the Muslims, if they don't pay attention to the other type of knowledge, which is more superior, which is really the guiding force and the motivational force for the other types of knowledge, then we have forgotten Allah. And as a result, Allah will cause us to forget ourselves. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like those who have forgotten Allah. How do we know about Allah? Through this revealed book that we have. Through the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah caused them to forget themselves, not their physical bodies. Allah made them forget who they are, the true reality of themselves, being ibadullah. So ibadullah, servants of Allah, ittaqullah, fear Allah. Ibadullah, servants of Allah, be conscious of this reality that is most important. Establishing masajid is great, and alhamdulillah, in America, masajid are plenty. I recall when I came to this country back in 1976, there were few masajid, literally in the tens and hundreds, perhaps in the whole United States. Now they are in the thousands, alhamdulillah. But guess what? What we are lacking today, in which we hope that in the future, that will change, Islamic schools. Schools that will be responsible to upbring our children and make them grounded in both the knowledge of the physical world and the knowledge of the religion as well. And only then, inshallah, you will see a very bright future here in America, not only for us Muslims, but for all the people in America, inshallah. Inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiyyi ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammadin wa 'ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim, innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik 'ala Muhammadin wa 'ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim, innaka Hamidum Majid. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. وقل ربي زدني علما. اللهم زدنا علما. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وعملا صالحا متقبلا. اللهم آمين. وأقم الصلاة يرحمني وأرحمكم الله.